Hey there, awesome people. It's your boy Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Now, let's talk about something that's been on everyone's mind lately. Social media. I mean, it's like the air we breathe, right? Always there, always buzzing. But is it actually good for our mental health? That's what we're diving into today. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling through a highlight reel of everyone else's lives? You know that feeling when your brain starts comparing itself to others, leaving you feeling inadequate or just plain exhausted? Yeah, me too. We live in a world where likes and followers seem more important than real-life connections. But here's the truth. Social media can be a double-edged sword. It has its perks, staying connected with loved ones, discovering new things, even building communities. But it can also seriously mess with our mental well-being if we're not careful. So, how do we tap out of that negative spiral? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Recognize the illusion. First things first, remember that social media is often a carefully curated version of reality. People tend to showcase their best moments, leaving out the struggles and imperfections. It's easy to get caught up in this illusion and feel like you're falling short. But trust me, everyone has bad days, doubts, and insecurities. It's all part of being human. 2. Take a digital detox. You know that feeling when you put your phone down for an hour and suddenly realize how much clearer your head feels? That's the power of a digital detox. Even taking small breaks throughout the day can make a world of difference. Try setting aside specific times to be completely unplugged. No scrolling, no notifications, just pure, uninterrupted you time. 3. Curate your feed. Think about what content you're actually consuming. Are those Instagram accounts making you feel happy and inspired? Or are they fueling anxiety and comparison? It's time to unfollow accounts that drain your energy and follow those that uplift and empower you. Remember, your social media feed should be a source of positivity, not negativity. 4. Be mindful of your interactions. Social media can be a breeding ground for negativity and drama. Before you post something or engage in a heated debate, take a moment to pause and reflect. Is this really worth my energy? Will it contribute to a positive conversation or just add fuel to the fire? Remember, kindness goes a long way. 5. Focus on real-life connections. Nothing beats genuine human interaction. Make an effort to spend time with loved ones face-to-face, engage in meaningful conversations, and build strong relationships outside of the digital world. These connections are what truly matter. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah's scrolling through Instagram, her feed filled with perfectly curated photos of exotic vacations, lavish meals, and flawless selfies. She starts feeling overwhelmed, comparing herself to everyone else and questioning her own life choices. Her mind races, she feels a knot in her stomach, and suddenly, that happy hour with friends doesn't seem so appealing anymore. Sound familiar? Sarah's experience is all too common. Social media can amplify our insecurities and create a sense of inadequacy if we're not mindful. It can make us feel like we're constantly playing catch-up in a race that has no finish line. So, remember these key takeaways. Recognize the illusion, take digital detoxes, curate your feed, be mindful of your interactions, and prioritize real-life connections. These small but powerful steps can help you tap out of overstimulation and reclaim your mental well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you experienced the impact of social media on your mental health? What strategies have you found helpful for navigating the digital world in a healthy way? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, your mental health is a priority. Don't hesitate to seek support if you need it. And remember, you are awesome just the way you are. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.